Welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, and Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host. I am so excited that you're here with us today. We have a really special interview for you today. I am delighted that Carol Look is joining us on the series. Hello, Carol. Welcome.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here with you.
Well, thanks. Well, so now let me tell you guys a little bit about Carol. Carol is an EFT master, and that's tapping, if you don't know what that is. And if you don't know what tapping is, you're going to know by the end of this interview. She's an EFT master and intuitive energy healer. And in addition to being a traditional psychotherapist and abundance coach, she's an author, speaker, and the creator of the Yes Code, which is sort of like your unique coaching style, right, Carol? Yes. It helps people clear their fears, find their yes, and make the decisions that are right for them. Now, Carol, before Carol became an EFT master, she was trained as a clinical psychotherapist, and she earned her doctoral degree in clinical hypnotherapy. I didn't realize you could get a doctoral degree in that. That's really cool. Now, Carol's been a pioneer in EFT energy medicine field for 18 years, and she's known for successfully combining her traditional training with energy medicine and her deep intuitive capacity to really help lead clients exactly where they want to go. Wow, Carol, that is so exciting. I love that.
I love the work, and guess what? It's been 22 years.
Oh, okay. It was 18. Okay. We got to update that. She's been doing it 20. Well, see, that's it. At time, when you're doing what you love, time flows and it flies. And you know what? That's it. It's like you're in the zone. So you know what? I've got a question. You were trained as a clinical psychotherapist and you have that doctoral degree in clinical hypnotherapy. And so on top of those two more kind of, I'd say, mainstream modalities, you have, you're an EFT master, an intuitive energy healer, and an abundance coach. So I would love to hear about your journey, the stream that you've traveled, the river that you've traveled on.
So the stream. So I started as a traditional psychotherapist, mm-hmm. and then I was introduced to hypnotherapy, and I thought hypnosis was so cool, the left brain and the right brain and how everything works together. And I love that, but I don't think I was a great hypnotist. I was good, but I wasn't great. And then someone introduced me to EFT, and I'm all about results, right? I want people to stop the suffering and get the results. So once I learned the tapping on the acupressure points, everything changed. My clients changed, my practice changed, my results changed, and that's really what I do. So I help people with abundance. I help people with decluttering. I help people with their traumas, with tapping as the primary tool. But the base of being a traditional psychotherapist will never go away. Like, yeah, that's really important and really informs my work. So the tapping ends up, the EFT ends up being, for me, the best tool in my hands to help people get to where they are to where they want to go.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've heard so many people say that about EFT. So that's why I'm so excited for you to tell us about that today and share a little, you know, we're going to even go through a little tapping journey or a little tapping script in the series. Mm-hmm. Now the title of this online show is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. And I'm wondering, what does that mean to you, Ace Your Space, or the title of the series?
I would say that your space is your right in front of you and internally. Mm-hmm. So people often try to declutter their life when they haven't mastered their space, their head space, their emotional space. We know from clutter, you can't get rid of a pile of books or a pile of clothes or whatever until you've done the emotional work. That's why it doesn't work long term. That's why finding out and opening the closet and cleaning out the closet lasts for about a month, right?
Exactly. Right.
So your space to me is your headspace. So I love the whole title, but I love the reclaim your energy because that's what we're really doing is saying, yes, stop draining your energy on all this stuff you don't need, mm-hmm. and get clear, get grounded, get centered and say, what do I want my life to be about? How do I want my space to be mine? What do I want in my space, literally and figuratively? Do you want to focus on negative thoughts and horrible things going on? Or do you want to be clear, clean, spacious? Do you want a lot of junk in your basement or do you want to clean it out? Right. So that's what it means to me. The whole topic is, I love the whole topic.
I love that. That's a great answer. And so, and following on that answer, that's real. That's like, that's a big reason why I wanted you on this, because like clutter is not just physical. It's not those, it really isn't those piles over there in the corner. It's mental, it's spiritual, it's digital, it's all of it. It's really anything that gets in the way of you and what you want in your life. And now so many people, you know, get stopped up, you know, mentally. It's like, you know, they feel the feelings stop them. They're, you know, brain fog, confusion, all sorts of things like that. How can a practice like EFT and tapping, how can that help people clear up that mental clutter and open them up to be able to address the other types of clutter in their life?
Great question. So here's what's key. People don't have 3 watering cans in their basement because they need them. They don't have 10 boxes of books that they've never read and aren't going to read because they need them. They have them because it means something to them. And if they get rid of it and release it or give it to somebody else, their feelings come up. Same thing as weight loss, right? What are you eating over, right? So if you can ask the right questions and understand that people are holding on to their stuff for emotional reasons, then what the tapping does is calms down the fight or flight response in your brain, mm-hmm. right? And gets you to realize, I don't need that anymore. I am loved. I don't need, you know, 10 vases for my great grandmother to make me feel loved. I'm loved. Let's give away half of them and give one to my sibling and give, right? So yeah. The key is that your stuff is representing something. So when you imagine going through the boxes, you panic. You feel upset, you feel loss, you feel guilt, you feel where's the love, something about it, you feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. So the tapping, the EFT is focused on relaxing the panic, mm-hmm. at the thought of giving something up, letting it go, releasing it, because that's what it's all about. So it's all fine and well for people to say, well, I don't need it anymore. If I don't need it anymore worked, we wouldn't have a massive clutter problem in our country. It's just in our world. It's just amazing the stuff we collect for the wrong reasons. So tapping clears your feelings of like, oh, I need that. Oh, that's from my mother. Oh, that's from my grandmother. And calms you down. So then you have a rational idea and look at it and say, but I already have 2 of them.
I don't need that.
I only need one. It, for me, had a terrible clutter problem, now completely changed. For me, it's the difference between successful clearing and unsuccessful, annoying clearing, where you clean your car and a week later it's just as bad, where you clear your desk and 2 weeks later you think, didn't I already throw out all the paperwork? So
and the problem with approaching it from the outside in that way is like you do work, you spend time doing that. And then when you don't have the results, you're like, well, that didn't work. And so you're less likely to tackle it again, because you're building up the evidence that it doesn't work for you.
Good point. Very good point. Because it can't work if you feel unsafe unless you're surrounded by stuff. Let's say a safety issue comes up. If you feel unsafe, well, guess what's going to win? Your brain that says, I need to feel safe with stuff around me. So someone might say, that's broken. I just went through this with a family member going through a house. The chair is broken and it's not worth anything. Get rid of it. No, I need, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can get to that scarcity, that sense of I'm not safe without all this stuff, that sense of I'm not important with all that stuff, or protection. I had a client in a workshop one time who said, it's my protection from people. I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? I hadn't heard that one before. Mm-hmm. They feel protected when stuff's around them. They don't have to feel vulnerable. So there are a million ways we use stuff to block our energy. Mm-hmm. And just a few of them.
Well, you know, that just, that kind of triggered a thought when you said that. And you know, like you mentioned before, it's like the same with like weight and weight loss. And for me, that is clutter just as much as anything else. But it's so often true. It's like, that person had physical, you know, outer physical stuff around them. Like a lot of times people who have, you know, with weight issues, we might have the weight on us as a boundary. So it's very interesting to pick that up.
And now, it's the same treatment, right?
Exactly. Top. Now, let me ask you, for folks that may not know a lot about EFT, can you tell us what it is and just a little bit about how it works?
Yes. So EFT is the professional name. To everyone now just calls it tapping. Mm-hmm. So EFT is tapping on acupuncture points. So it uses traditional Chinese medicine combined with modern psychology techniques. So what we do is we bring up the file, what upsets you, what stresses you out, what you're afraid of, brings it up in the brain, and then we tap on acupuncture points on the face and the body, and the tapping sends signals to that part of the brain that is helpful to us, but it's on overdrive, the part of the brain that says, panic, things are dangerous, things are scary, be careful, watch out. It calms it down. So if you're afraid to drive on the highway, then you do the tapping, and then when you drive on the highway, you say, it's just a highway, and people are going fast, but I can do it. You don't go into the panic reaction.
Right.
So whether you're afraid of heights, whether you don't want to get rid of your stuff, whether you need to be busy instead of being quiet, whatever the issue is, cravings, right? Whatever the issue is, if you can calm down this part of the brain by tapping on these acupuncture points while you're thinking of the issue, you approach the issue, success issues, weight issues, relationship issues, you approach them totally differently because you're not in a fight or flight, get me out of here mentality.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's fascinating. So can we do a tapping exercise?
I'd love to.
I gotta take my glasses off now. So yeah.
Okay. All right. So the most important thing to have tapping be effective is to choose a very clear target. So in this case, let's choose a target for, we could either do stress or anxiety or fear, one of those about getting rid of your stuff,
yes. Right?
So if you think of cleaning out your living room and it scares you, what's the issue? So Leanne, why don't you choose one that you think your audience will really respond to? So we choose a clear target, an emotion is the best target?
I think anxiety.
Anxiety about space?
Anxiety about, it could either be about, it could be about getting rid of things in that space, or it could be, you know, anxiety. Well, I think it's probably the same thing. A lot of times people say, just thinking about doing it makes us anxious because it's going to be hard and I can't do it. But I think it's all the same thing, you know. Perfect.
Okay. So we've chosen a very clear target. Now what you do is you rate it on a 0 to 10 point scale. When you think of getting rid of your stuff, when you think of tackling the closet and just choose one thing, how afraid or anxious are you on the 0 to 10 point scale, 10 being the worst? And this is so we know that we're on target and we can measure before and after. So it's important to get the number. So jot down a number. I'm about a 6. Oh no, I'm a 9. Wow, it really scares me. I really feel anxious. I can feel it in my body, right? So that's the second thing we do. Then we tap right here on what's called the side of the hand. And we say this funny statement. They've been doing tapping since the 80s. Even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And that's hard to measure on the research, but it's a beautiful way to validate and honor your feelings and then have you calm down before you even start tapping on the other points. So we do that 2 or 3 times. I'll lead you through it and you'll be my echo. You'll repeat it. And then we tap on the points while we're saying the truth. And in this case, what we've chosen, the truth is I'm anxious about the thought of even releasing some of my stuff, or I'm anxious about getting rid of stuff. So repeat after me. Even though I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
Even though I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of some of my stuff.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of some of my stuff.
Even though I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of some of my stuff.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Good. Then 2 fingers of your dominant hand and tap on these points. Most of the points have corresponding on left and right, but I'll just go down the right side because that's easy for me. So on the eyebrow point, this is your first point. Okay. I feel anxious when I think of getting rid of my stuff.
I feel anxious when I think of getting rid of my stuff.
Good. The next point is on the corner and you can do left or right. I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
The next point is right here under the eye on the bone. I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
Next point is under the nose on your upper lip. I feel anxious. No wonder I can't do it.
I feel anxious. No wonder I can't do it.
Next point is the chin point. It's below your lower lip, right in the crease there. I feel anxious. No wonder I never do it.
I feel anxious. No wonder I never do it.
Next point is called the collarbone point, and it's one of these two knobs under here, or you could just do your hand like that, and I know you would cover both, so I tend to do the hand now. I feel anxious at the thought of decluttering.
I feel anxious at the thought of decluttering.
Next point is under the arm, either side, about 4 inches below your armpit, across, right, women, it'll be right in your bra strap there. Tap there and just say, I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
Last point is on the top of the head. You go around a little circle there. Very important acupuncture point. I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff.
No wonder I'm not doing it.
No wonder I'm not doing it.
And you take a deep breath. Good. And then you would go back to the same target. I feel anxious at the thought of getting rid of my stuff. And measure again. Do you really still feel like an 8 if you started at an 8? Is anything better or calmer? Or did another aspect come up that surprised you? Like, oh, it is about safety. So you might choose a new target, or you might just stay on the anxiety. But most of you, you're going to watch it come down now. And when the anxiety is low enough, you can change your behavior. You cannot change your behavior when you're at a 7, 8, 9, 10 of anxiety. You won't do it. You can't. You will not put down the donuts. You will not get rid of the clutter. You will not be successful if you're afraid of success. You can't, right. The brain won't let you. So we would have people measure again, 0 to 10. Oh, I feel anxious just at the thought of it. And then you would do it again and again until it's low enough that you go, oh, I could tackle my desk and I don't feel so panicky about it.
And is the script basically you're saying the same thing? Do you modify the script at all, or do you say the same thing and it?
Whatever. So if you're doing it on yourself, modify the script so it really resonates with you. Don't use my words. My words aren't right. So if you say the anxiety is all about that darn closet, the anxiety is all about the darn closet. You can tell a story and talk more, but beginners should really focus on the feeling. Say the feeling, say the feeling, say the feeling, say the feeling, because you'll get great results anyway. Mm-hmm. When you've done it for so long, you know, you start to play with the words and see what happens. The point is you're calming the brain about the topic you're upset about, which will change your behavior. I cannot say that enough.
So now what's more important? This is kind of like a chicken and egg question. What's more important, the tapping on the point or the speaking the thing?
They have to be connected. So you could just tap while you're walking around, but it's not going to change anything about the topic that concerns you or upsets you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you bring up the file that bothers you, that upsets you, then you do the tapping, and it's that combination that calms you down.
Right. Got it. Okay. I love that.
Good question. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I'm curious, what has your relationship to physical clutter been like throughout your life, and how has it impacted you?
So that idea of coming by the problem honestly, parents, grandparents, like everybody's got a clutter problem and a not wanting to let go. So I live in New York City, so honestly, you can just have so much before you have no more space, but my family's lived in other houses. And how it's affected me is it bothered me enough to be annoying, but not bothered me enough to feel inspired to let it go. Right. And I would say I'm afraid, my issue has been, which now I'm clearing and clearing and clearing, my issue has been, but it could have been valuable, or it was valuable at one time. So that was my father's issue. Yes, but that lamp could be fixed and could be worth something.
Yeah.
You know, my father passed away and we found 5 broken lamps in the basement, right? Yeah. So that idea of there won't be enough. So I came from scarcity, this mm-hmm. around money, and there's not enough. And so I came emotionally from scarcity. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if your scarcity is around people, clutter, books, or stuff, if you come from scarcity, you're going to project it onto something, and my family projects it onto stuff. So, but once I started clearing the fear and the clearing the, well, it, I'd love to give it to somebody else who could use it, and clearing, oh, but I might need it someday. That's what changed everything. I might need it someday. We'll get another one. Well, they don't come like this anymore, but it's broken. It's broken, people. It's not worth anything. Oh, but it was worth something once. Once I got rid of that and felt abundant, so you know I do all the abundance work, then it was like, it's not the end of the world. So you have to clear this fear of, oh my gosh, what happens if, right? And once you clear that, excuse me, then you can make reasonable decisions. No, I am going to keep this and store it. No, I don't need 3 books on the same topic. No, I don't need that sweater, which won't fit me until 2 years from now. You start to be able to make decisions. See, that's the thing, Leanne. As you know, you can't make decisions when you're in a place of anxiety, stress, or panic. You will not make a good decision. Right. So once you calm down and stuff becomes stuff and paperwork becomes paperwork, then it's like, oh, I could go through those papers and shred them.
It's like, it's not a big giant thing. It's down to a manageable thing then.
Well, the giant thing will overwhelm you and you won't do it. When human brains are overwhelmed, they can't act, but they can't make good decisions either, right? You can't be very creative when you're overwhelmed. So yes, exactly. Break it down to something that you can do. 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. You don't need 3 days to clear your closet. You need 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day.
You know, you said something there that was interesting that I picked up on. You said that you mentioned your family's like relationship to clutter, this may be worth it. I may need it someday. And you said you went through and you've been working on clearing it. And it often it's like, it's not a one and done. Things like this are gradual. It's like we come to a place where we can release some things and then we do more work. And it's like, it's a constant growth process. Would you agree?
I would. I've just been away for a week and I came back to a stack of mail this big. So now I've got to go through that. Now I've, after clearing everything, now I've got to do that again. So it's not one and done because it's your emotional patterns. But when you become unattached to stuff, that stuff is so valuable and stuff is so meaningful and stuff means you're loved or protected or whatever, then it's neutral. That's the thing. You want to use the tapping to get neutral about the bureau, about the couch, about the pillows, about books that you're never going to read. Get neutral about it, and then you can pass it along, recycle it, throw it out. You don't have to, you know, have all that stuff surrounding you because what, one day it might be valuable or one day you might use it. You're never going to use it.
Exactly.
But that's rational, you know, to tell someone you're never going to use it. No one listens. You can't listen because you're emotionally involved.
Exactly.
As you know.
Exactly. So I love that. Well, now let me ask you this. What tips would you give us to help us free our time and reclaim our energy?
So what's in the way? So the first thing you want to find out is, I talk about a leaky bucket. Mm-hmm. What's draining your bucket, right? Do you have energy? Are you spending too much time trying to fix and help other people, the neighbors and your friends and your kids? What is it that's the problem? What's stressing you out? And then use the tapping on that. And then you say, oh, she's having an issue. Interesting. That's my dinner time. I can't call her back and spend an hour, which would exhaust you and drain you. And then you're over hungry. And then you eat something you shouldn't eat, right? You have to be generous with yourself as well as generous with other people. It's not all about, you know. So find out what it is that's making you not claim your energy, that's making you not have the time that you need or the space that you need. You've got to find out what it is first, what the habit, you know, Leanne, the people who never say no. So they never say no to anything, including, you know, here's a rake that worked at one point. Do you want it? And someone takes the rake and you think the rake is broken. They just took a rake when they have one at home. I've seen it, right? I've watched this behavior. Yeah. So what is it that, do you never say no? Do you never say yes? What are you afraid of? So find out first what's in the way. Then you clear that with tapping. Maybe it's simple stress 101, stress relief. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's guilt. Guilt is a huge clutter in the mind. Maybe it's wanting to have busy thoughts. You mentioned brain fog. You know, maybe it's you know, you're not clear in your mind because you're afraid to make a mistake. Whatever the topic is, like we did with the clutter, choose your target. I'm afraid to let go of this. I'm afraid of the space. Some mm-hmm. people are afraid of emotional space. It scares them.
Yeah.
Use the target, tap on it, and then you'll reclaim your space and your energy.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a great tip. Okay, I have a question for you. What's a movie that you can practically quote from start to finish?
The Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book.
Oh, I love that one with the animated one.
The animated one, every single line, every single character. I know the names of the people who were in the original recording. Oh, my family was obsessed with it. So literally we could just recite the whole thing, sing all the songs, recite the whole thing, The Jungle Book. I know you probably thought it was going to be a movie that maybe adults would watch or something that was fascinating. Nope, it's a cartoon.
I love that. That's beautiful. Now, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?
I think I'd be 40. I really didn't have enough wisdom when I was 30. I didn't. Yeah. I don't match my age now. I'm evidently older than 40. 40 feels right there in a good place. I think I have the energy of a 40-year-old, and I don't know. I like it. It's a nice round number.
Yes, that is a good round number. I like that. Okay, I think you have a gift for the audience.
I do. This is really fun. So EFT, as I said, started in the 80s. So they've been doing it for decades and decades. And it was always focused on the challenge, the issue, clear the anxiety, clear the fear. Fabulous. You'll change your life. Then they started adding some more positive things about it. And what happened is people got caught into not doing the negative and only focusing on positive, and it doesn't work because you're not clearing anything. But I have some free tapping gifts for them about gratitude. So tapping in while you're saying, I'm grateful for this, I feel appreciative of this, and it's really powerful. So I thought your audience would enjoy that. So we have that.
I'm looking forward to that myself. That's wonderful.
I love it.
All right. We're just about at the end of the interview. I have one final question for you. If you could leave people with like one action that they could take that would help today, well, when they watch this interview recently, see one action they could take to help them declutter their life, what would that be?
I would say take 10 minutes and tap on your stress. Mm-hmm. I've worked with people with the worst traumas you could ever imagine and everything in between. 10 minutes a day, tap on your stress. Even if you say, oh, I don't understand tapping, it doesn't matter. Tap on your acupuncture points. I feel stressed out about something. It'll calm your mind. It'll change your space. And eventually you will go do something about your clutter.
I love that. That's great. You know what, Carol? I have so enjoyed talking with you today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Leanne. I think your program is fabulous. And I think your title is fabulous. All of it. I just love the topics and I love you. So thank you so much for having me on.
I appreciate that. Audience, I know that you've enjoyed this as much as I have. Thank you for being here with us today. And I want you to make sure and check your email. We've got a couple more really great Acer Space interviews coming up for you tomorrow. Until then, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.